Blatchford Solutions has helped over 4,000 dentists and dental practices increase their profits, maximize efficiency, and improve the lives of their team members. Most importantly, Blatchford helps dentists just like you achieve the perfect life-work balance. My name is Dr. Christina Blatchford, and I am the CEO of Blatchford Solutions. Before we get started with the success story that I handpicked to share with you today, I want to share the one thing that I am especially proud of that truly sets us apart from all other dental consultants. Our coaches are actually dentists. Dentists coaching dentists is a pillar of Blatchford Solutions. This is why our clients typically see a 2 to 3 times ROI every year. This is why referrals are the number one way people learn about us. And this is why we have so many amazing and life-changing success stories to share.
Welcome to Solutions for Exceptional Dentists.
My name is Dr. Bobby Gildner, and I am a dentist in Lexington, South Carolina. I felt like I had climbed to the mountaintop in terms of owning a practice and was a little bit disappointed, more than a little disappointed with the view I was seeing. And the biggest reason is I was on my way out of dentistry. One of the biggest things, I was burnt out. It was just filling after filling, crown after crown, extraction after extraction. I was not having a lot of fun in anything, but particularly professionally. I mean, I would show up at 8 a.m. and I would kind of pretend like I was happy. You know, my team thought I was happy. Most people thought I was happy. My friends even probably thought I was happy. My wife most certainly did not think I was happy. She was the one that caught the side of me that people didn't get to see. Like, there was a point where I didn't even really want to be alive anymore. Dentistry was contributing to that dark time. One reason is patients, they're not always happy to see us. It's a lot of times they're upset, and one of the first things that comes out of their mouth is, no offense to you, but I hate the dentist. And I think years of hearing that, along with the workload that I had, which was another big contributing factor to heading to a dark place, working extremely hard from 8 a.m., to 5 p.m., just bent over and not knowing when the tough case is going to come in. I mean, it was the wild, wild west. Some of the toughest cases we were handling were at the end of the day. And going from a hard day to the hardest part of the day, straight to home into fatherhood, that was really taking a toll too. So I was headed to a dark place because of the workload especially. And I don't think I knew where the breaks were. It takes a lot of energy to keep up that facade. I have a tendency to be a people pleaser. And, you know, I think a lot of times when we're keeping up that facade, we don't know the cost on the back end of that. When people ask us how we're doing and we want to just show a successful face, a happy face, it's, to me, it's just easier. I think dentists sometimes, we have this tendency to just keep showing up, and we think of leaving this field as a failure, as quitting. I think it's kind of built into the way this is all designed. There was a part of me that's like, what am I going to do? I felt very trapped. That was another part of all this that made it really difficult to get out of the dark place. You know, what do I do if I leave this field? You know, I've got a wife and 3 kids, and they're all dependent on me to bear the financial load. And I think that's one thing that's common to people who head to that dark place that need to be careful is when we feel trapped. We're not trapped. It's not, oh, it is. It's just what we convince ourselves is happening. I have a really good buddy whose name is Preston Hamrick, and Preston is one of the Blatchford clients. And I told him, I was like, man, this isn't any fun anymore. And it's really dragging me down. And it was taking me to a place that I was not wanting to go any closer to. It was just kind of getting dark. And Preston and me have stayed in touch over the years. But he just happened to reach out to me at the right time and said, well, Bobby, you know, I was kind of close to where you were. And, you know, I hired this company, and they're a consulting company. Of course, my eyes roll at first. But he said that they had changed his life. And more than what he said, it was Preston had been there for me during some really tough times in my life. I had an engagement breakup when I was in dental school. So I know what kind of man he is. And when he said what he said about this company, I knew he wasn't blowing things out of proportion, that whatever they had done for him, they had truly done. And if I was going to leave the industry anyways, I might as well give this a shot. Working with other dentists in Blatchford made this process a lot easier because I was on an island, and I think a lot of dentists are like this. We're on our own. We just plug along, and before we know it, we look up and there's nobody around. We've got our team that we work with, but a lot of times, you know, we're working as single dentist practice owners. So I didn't have a whole lot of relationships with other dentists. And I think that was hurting me because I didn't have people telling me what was normal and what wasn't normal.
Most dentists in private practice feel like sometimes they are just alone and operating by themselves. And through Blatchford Solutions coaching, Dr. Gildner was able to really see that he does have a whole community of Blatchford doctors, including his dentist coach and also his team coach, really right there for him to support and guide and celebrate the success.
When Blatchford came in, I certainly felt seen. What I needed was somebody to show me a different way to do this, an easier way. And that's essentially what Blatchford did. They sat down with me and they put a mirror up in front of my face and said, "This is what your day looks like. Of course you're exhausted. Of course you're at your wit's end. And then you're trying to go home and be a dad and a husband and get an hour, maybe tops to yourself a night and then wake up and do it all over again. We see this all the time. And we have a different way of doing this. And this is our way of doing this." One of the things that they showed me on the front end was kind of front loading the days a little bit, making the bigger cases happen in the morning. And so the days became very predictable. I wasn't sitting up in my office twirling my thumbs, burning up energy by being hypervigilant and then coming downstairs at 3 o'clock after being up there for a while, frazzled and fried and trying to do my biggest case of the day. When they switched that to the morning and then made my easier cases in the afternoon, it began to let the air out of the balloon. And it's made it so that I can take on more projects, both personally and professionally. That was one of the biggest things that they did. I think one of the other things I needed somebody to tell me was that I needed to reframe things in my mind as well. I had been working with this concept of work-life balance. So work comes first, life comes afterwards. And in our first meeting, when Carrie and Christina met with my wife and me, they had a very huge mind shift for me, which was life-work balance, put life before work. And that opened up my mind to the idea of, wait, you can do that? I don't have to work myself to the bone and come home a shell of myself. I can put my life first and then my work second. And they encouraged me to take more time off. They're like, we have dentists taking 12 weeks off a year, some more than that. I was taking 2 weeks off a year. And in short order, I took 8 weeks off a year. And that was a huge, huge difference maker for me too. I was going on family vacations. I was spending time with my wife and kids that I wouldn't have otherwise. So reframing things in my mind was something Blatchford has helped me out profoundly with as well. Some of the things that helped transform my practice that Blatchford suggested had nothing to do with dentistry. It was suggested to us to begin doing gratitude in the morning and gratitude in the evening as a team. We were meeting in the morning and we were doing a devotional, but we weren't saying like what we were grateful for. And that concept of gratitude, I think that that really can't be overstated in terms of importance. I've read studies that have suggested that people who sit down and write 5 things they're grateful for every night are 25% happier. So I had the buy-in when they suggested that. I was like, absolutely, I want my team to do this. And my team even says when we're meeting that a lot of times when they're driving into work, they're already thinking about what they're going to say in the gratitude session, what they're grateful for. So it helps them come from a posture of gratitude. And I think that that's something that is a muscle that is exercised and built like any other. And it's a very powerful tool.
So we really want to have our doctors and teams come from abundance rather than scarcity. To start the day off with gratitude really sets the tone in a big way in our offices so that we can achieve the results that we would like to see.
What Blashford has helped us implement and how that is in line with my concept of my higher power, who I choose to call Christ, we're here to do more than just our jobs. I mean, our jobs are an opportunity for us to minister to others, to give them hope, to be an example of what a follower of Christ truly is. That was something that, you know, I hesitated bringing up. My practice, people know at my practice what I believe in. And my team all believe in a power greater than themselves. Now, we don't wear that sign on the door, but when people come in, we're praying with them. If somebody's scared during a surgery, we're asking, should we take a time out and say a prayer and just get right-sized here and make sure that we put first things first and maybe ask him to take some of the fear out of the room?
Dr. Gildner is very open about his faith. He shared this at a seminar recently. He was on stage and a few doctors were just kind of questioning that, what are you talking about? He's like, no, I very much connect. I mean, he was kind of joking. He's like, with Jesus, you know, but we want to find what really works best for each doctor so that we build upon the things that really work for them.
Yeah, my team's energy, outlook, and attitude changed as a result of the program pretty quickly as well. I think the predictability of the days, knowing what we were going to walk into for the most part, was huge. I mean, people thrive in stability, and dentistry is can be a very chaotic environment. I can think of Ashley right now, one of my employees, that she was very vocal about how helpful that was in her life outside of the practice too, not just inside, but outside the practice. When people start seeing the value of what they're doing, not only inside the office, but outside the office in their homes with their kids and their husbands and their relationships, their family relationships, I mean, that's when things can get really exciting. From the moment we walk in and get started following that Blatchford model of gratitude, that positive energy spills out from us. And after we get done with our morning gratitude session, we all take a moment, get to our stations, and take a deep breath. At that point, we've gone over the schedule. You know we have each other's backs. And if anybody's having an issue that day, they can tell us in huddle. If somebody's not feeling well, if somebody's spouse is sick, or somebody's got a sick family member, or somebody's passed away, or anything like that's going on, we know that we can kind of rally around that teammate and provide that teammate some strength. So we all get to our stations, and I go upstairs, I take a moment, and I take a breath. We've got this little bell system. They'll ding me, and they'll let me know, hey, it's time to get started. We've already reviewed what the case is. I come downstairs, and my team is wonderful. They have everything laid out for me, and I'm confident when I walk in the room.
Want to hear more success stories like this one? Subscribe to Solutions for Exceptional Dentists. Ready to transform your dental practice? Join the growing community of successful dentists who've partnered with Blatchford Solutions at blatchford.com.